Hello, Divorce and Beyond family. I've got some exciting news because we have teamed up with Headspace to guide you toward better mental health. With Headspace's meditation, mindfulness tools, and mental health support, you're set for a journey to a happier, healthier you. And there's more because if you sign up through our exclusive link, you'll enjoy 2 weeks of Headspace membership for free. So don't miss out on this opportunity to embrace your well-being. You can check out the show notes for the link or just go to divorcebeyond.com/headspace-Susan and you'll be able to start your path to peace and joy today. This is just one more way that we can support you on your journey to a better beyond.
Coming up on today's episode of the Divorce and Beyond podcast.
I think in our society, when we think about divorce, we think the attorneys know everything. They're omniscient. And I can't possibly know this stuff. They're the experts. And you kind of just offload that responsibility. But you can most definitely be educated, and you need to be.
Hello, and welcome to the Divorce and Beyond podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host. As a top divorce attorney and family law mediator for 30 years, I know what you need to know to get through your divorce, and most importantly, how to move beyond it to thrive and transition to your new future. My experts and I are here to give you the insider view into the process, so listen in for the wisdom and expert information you need on your journey through divorce and beyond. Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host, and listeners, today we have Amy Polacco back with us. You remember Amy from her other episodes. Amy's been on a few times with us. She is a coach, a journalist, and a freedom warrior. In fact, that is her handle, freedomwarrior.com. And on social media, she's Freedom Warrior Tribe. We have spoken in the past about, oh gosh, the special hell that is escaping an abusive marriage. Amy knows this all too well herself. She's dealing with and has written extensively about dealing with an ill-equipped legal system and the problems that people face just in, you know, their real life issues, not really finding a place and a voice in a courtroom. But today we're going to talk about something that is another passionate area for Amy, because in her job as a coach, and I think just as someone who's very dialed in to the divorce, what will I call it? The divorce world, the divorce microcosm. And that is, we're going to call it Divorce Decoded, Become the CEO of Your Divorce. And I'm going to call that AKA Don't Wing It, and What You Don't Know Will Hurt You. Because here's what I can tell you all. As a divorce attorney, a lack of understanding, or even worse, a misunderstanding about the divorce process, so that when people don't understand the emotional, legal, and financial issues at play, that is what leads to the mistakes that most people make. And they're very costly, time-consuming, they cost a fortune, and they add to your stress. And most often, these mistakes are made at the beginning of the divorce process, and they're really hard to walk back once you've figured out you made a mistake. So we're going to be talking today about how you become the CEO of your divorce, and that has a lot to do with getting that education and understanding. So, Amy, first off, I'm so glad you wanted to talk about this, because I've talked about divorce in a lot of different ways, but we've never really talked about this particular problem, and it's pervasive.
I see it every day, Susan, and it breaks my heart. You know, like you, I'm in this business to help people. My heart has led me to it, and I made a lot of mistakes in not one, but two divorces, and I'm on a mission to make sure my clients and, you know, women do not make the same ones, because like you said, you don't know what you don't know. I mean, why why would you think you'd know this world? You don't. If you have been married and all of a sudden you're thrust into this situation, you have no idea what's going on. You don't know how the family court system works. You don't know how to hire the best attorney. You don't know what legal process to choose. The list goes on and on. And like you said, when you make a mistake, you're living with that for the rest of your life often.
Yeah, it's not just that the mistake will sort of flavor the divorce process itself. Often the way that you decide and the decisions that you make in those early days of your divorce, those are things that are going to then change the course of the divorce, how it's going to roll out, the decisions that get made, the relationship between you and your ex and your children. And it's just very, very hard to walk back. It's interesting because you just said, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And we're not, nobody expects you to. I just had Sharon Pope on last week, and we were talking about why people have troubles in their marriage. And it's like, well, who teaches you how to have a good relationship, right? It's the same thing. They're not teaching us in school how to have good relationships, and they're not teaching us in school how to have good divorces. So all of a sudden, you find yourself in either one of those camps, and it's not a surprise that a good education, a good grounding and understanding is really necessary. And the problem is, and I'm just going to hone in again on what I see as the problem, and I want to know what you think, is most people think that, and I think this is still pervasive today, they go and hire a divorce attorney, and that divorce attorney is going to give them all of the information and education that they need as a part of the process, and that will take care of everything that we're talking about here. And I see that so often, and it's a huge problem because it's not really the role of a divorce attorney. And I know you're probably seeing that as well.
Yes, and I have many divorce attorney friends who say the same thing, right? And many of them tell their clients, go get a divorce coach first, right? And the attorney is really focused strategically on your legal and often financial decisions, but they don't have the time, nor do you want to pay them their rate to do all of that. And that's why, you know, you really need to educate yourself in order to pick the right attorney. Because when you said making mistakes and you're fine, so many people hire the wrong attorney for them, right? Or head down a process that isn't the right one for them. And then it's really cumbersome and expensive to change and switch. I think a lot of times emotions rule the roost, right? Like you're served papers or something egregious happens in a marriage and you're like, I have to go get an attorney right away, you know, and you really need to do your homework to be the CEO before you go do that. And like you said, I think it's an emotional time. And I think it's really tempting. And I've been there and I've made this mistake. So I'm speaking from experience where you just want to relax and think, okay, I can take my foot off the pedal here because my attorney's got everything covered. And you just can't. You really can't. You've got to be involved. You've got to be driving the bus.
That is so important what you said right there, and why I think the title of this episode is critical. You know, become the CEO of your divorce. Because you actually, it's your life. I will tell you, it is not that your divorce attorney does not care about the outcome of your case, that we don't care or want to invest our time and efforts on your behalf in our lane, which is the legal aspects of your divorce. But at the end of the day, you will live the life in the beyond, right? You, your family, your children. And so from day one, you need to be the one in charge of your team, of your side of things. And my listeners have definitely heard me say before, get a coach before you get your divorce attorney. That is the first person who should be on your team. But we know that many people, there's usually, you just described the situation where something bad happens, right? Like someone's you've been served, and that's how they find out they're getting a divorce, or their spouse sits them down and tells them, I want a divorce, I'm out of here, or they find out their spouse is cheating. I mean, there are plenty of those cases, right, where there's this abrupt change, which is very emotional. But we also know, flip of that, I think the average amount of time that most people think about getting a divorce, I call, you know, the should I stay or should I go, Kate Anthony area, is 4 years. And so there's two really critical phases here where I think this education that we're talking about can be really important. So let's break it down and talk about the person who's doing the back and forth. The should I stay, should I go? Because part of, I think, the decision making should probably be some of the education around what the process looks like if it's the go, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I've seen this before where, you know, we know it's oftentimes it's a slow death in a marriage and they're thinking about it, but they're really not investing the time in educating themselves. And I think that is a really crucial thing because you need to make an educated decision. It's like you wouldn't go buy a house and just look at it online and make a split decision. And usually, unless you're moving maybe around the world, you know, put an offer in quickly. You would go, you would investigate, you would weigh your options, you would look at the neighborhood, all those things. And I think that's the piece that I have seen missing so often. And you do an excellent job of telling your listeners this because I just got off with someone who was doing a coaching consultation with me and they were singing your praises and singing your praises about the podcast. And I know I emailed you recently about another one of my coaching clients who said, you know, every Monday morning I woke up to Susan Guthrie she was done with her divorce. And she's like, I can't let go of Susan because every Monday I listened, you know. So you educated her and helped her along the way. And I think people have to make that investment to make the smart choices.
Yeah. Well, and you said in there, and thank you for sharing that. It honestly, we've talked about this before, but the main reason that I want to do this podcast is exactly for that. Not the people saying nice things, but to know that even one person out there was helped makes, you know, all the time, the effort so worth it, because I know how, you know, Amy and I both know we've been through this process. We may be professionals in this world, but trust me, when you're sitting in the seat of a client and you're going through the process, we feel all the feels. We felt all the feels and went through them ourselves. We understand how hard, how scary this is. And that's why we both do what we do to try and make that easier, make this more accessible. And, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, the people who are in the stay or go or in that back and forth vacillation. And, you know, one of the things as lawyers that we're really dedicated to is educated decision making, right? That's part of our job, is to help support our clients with information about the legal issues in their case, right? So that's legal advice. That's kind of the definition of legal advice. And the idea, the only reason we give you legal advice is so you, the client, can then make an educated decision. So when you're looking at the divorce process, the same holds true. You need the information so that you can then make that educated decision. And it's hard to find, I will say. Expecting to get it all from a divorce attorney at $400, $500, $600 an hour is not the best approach. But even a divorce coach, who are wonderful about doing this, they're still, you know, someone that you're meeting with, and there's time limitations of getting this information across to people. Even listening to a podcast, you can only, you know, you can't listen for 6 days straight, 24/7, to get all of the information that you need. So part of the problem for people is I think they just don't know where to go to get this information.
I saw this void, and over and over again with my clients, in my journalistic work, trying to educate people that way. But I think, again, right, it's a podcast, it's an article, or, you know, I see often, and I love Facebook communities. I have one. I have a support group, Strong Savvy Women, which is wonderful. But sometimes someone will ask a question and people are hopping in with answers, but that's someone else's situation, maybe different than yours. And I see on, you know, town Facebook groups and moms things, like sometimes someone's taking it as gospel from someone who doesn't have experience in the field. And that always worries me a little bit, because they're making major life decisions. And so that's why I've been on a mission to put all of this information in one place for people.
Yeah, well, and it's so important, because you've just identified another factor that's critical, is that the information, the education, is coming from a trusted source and an expert source, right? Or expert sources. as we've just said throughout this episode so far, it's actually not information from one. Unless you find yourself a divorce attorney with a financial background and degree and a therapeutic background and degree and a coaching background and degree, you're not going to find that all in one person. And that person is probably, again, too expensive to go to with all those degrees. They got to pay for all that education. So one of the things I want to make sure people know about, and we'll talk more about how they can access this at the end and all, but you have, one of the reasons we called this Divorce Decoded is because you've created a program for people that actually pulls all of this together. And I want to make sure that people know it's not the only place to go, obviously, for information, but there's a lot of benefits to being able to find it all in one place.
You know, I called it Divorce Decoded because I think it is kind of mysterious, right? To people who have not been in that world yet, right? I thought that was a good idea. So my course is called Divorce Decoded, Your Path to Freedom. And, you know, I take people and students from the very beginning and the first module, there's 7 modules, there's 25 lessons. That may sound like a lot, but they're really short. This is meant for 10 minutes here. You know, you have privacy for a few minutes to listen to something. And I actually have a downloadable quiz in the first module about the decision. Like, do you want a divorce? Like, what is going on? What are the pros and cons in your marriage? And so you're evaluating that. It's not necessarily assuming you want to do it right away, right? And so I think that is refreshing in itself in the beginning, because no one's pushing you to get a divorce. It is your decision to do. And then the next module is the divorce process, about all the different legal options. And as you know, Susan, mediation and collaborative divorce is growing. They're both growing, right? And that's wonderful. And I think everyone wishes they could do that route, right? But unfortunately, some end up in litigation. And so I talk all about that. You know, one of the things I'm really passionate about, one of the main reasons I put this course together, was my module on family court warnings. It's knowing the reality of what family court is like right now. I think so many of us walked in like a babe in the woods and got a rude awakening, right? And we found out way, way too late for those things. And also I included things in there like court etiquette. Like, how do you behave in court? Suddenly you find yourself in court, your attorney is busy. They didn't tell you what to wear, what to do.
No, I always told them what to wear. I had clients who showed up in like t-shirts and shorts and stuff. And I'm like, no, like, you're going to church. That's
right. Right, exactly. So then financial factors is another module all about, you know, child support, spousal support, dividing assets, all of those considerations that we know are part of it, and a financial documents checklist too. Oh. You know, I think one of the key things is people often think, well, I'm already paying an attorney. If I have a divorce coach, isn't that going to cost me more money? We actually streamline the process and help people save money. I just had a client who went to an attorney. The attorney said, I want to meet that divorce coach because I've never seen anyone so prepared. Like, I want, you know, you to have all these things. You know, module 5 is about custody issues. And I cover parental alienation syndrome. I cover co-parenting, parallel parenting, you know, things you need to know, what to do, and mistakes you don't want to make that can be misconstrued. And then divorcing a high conflict narcissist. I know we've done entire podcasts on this.
Right? It is a special hell we've talked about. Yeah.
Right. It is.
It deserves its own module.
Yes. And so it's like anticipating the abuser's playbook. Who knew there was one? There is one. Right. And so and the post-separation abuse and getting things in your agreement. I always say I'm not an attorney, but you know, things you want to be aware of. And then last but not least, like life after divorce, you know, name changes, how to start a side hustle, how to reclaim your financial independence and things. And one of my favorite things about the course is that I'm lucky that I have 3 bonus videos for people. One is with Rosemary Ferrante, who's an amazing mediator and attorney. One's with Sandra Fava. She's a litigator in New Jersey who has spoken about going up against a narcissist in court. And then one of your fan favorites, your listener favorites, Hollis Hardiman. You know, she talks about financial divorce 101. So those are 3 videos with experts that I think people can walk away from this and say, all right, I think I know what's going on now, right? I'm educated.
Yeah. And so for anyone, right, I want people to understand there is a program clearly that's here. You can go to it and get that information. Or you can go find it piecemeal in other places, right? I have 300 episodes, guys. Every single one of these things is probably covered in them. But what, just think about all the things that Amy just talked about. That is all information that you should have. If you're a person who's, should I stay or should I go? You should actually have that information to weigh in on your decision about whether you should stay or should go. And if you are the person that we were talking about earlier who just had one of the big life blow-ups where you got served or your spouse said they want a divorce or you found out they were cheating or hiding money or whatever the thing might be that happened abruptly, you too, before you move into the process of divorce, should have this level of education and information under your belt so that before you go pick that attorney, before you go pick the process you're going to go through, you know and have that layer of understanding of what this looks like. Because, to go back to our title, that's what gives you the power to become the CEO of your divorce. You know what the game plan is. You know what the moving parts are. And you can, from day one, start directing things like you are the chief officer of your divorce. That is why this is so important. So every single thing that Amy just talked about that's contained in her program is also a roadmap for you of what you need to learn.
Right. And another thing, absolutely, Susan, another thing is I designed this so it's digital. So, you know, look, people, if you're considering it, right, and you're in that vacillation phase, you can go to your local library, you can go to your car. And I also designed it especially that the charge for the course would show up as life coaching, not life coaching course, not divorce decoded. So your spouse is like, what is this?
On the credit card statement. Sure. Yeah. Didn't even think of that. Good one.
Right. Right. And so it's, you know, you've got to stay step ahead of things. I mean, it is our responsibility. I think in our society, when we think about divorce, we think the attorneys know everything. They're omniscient. And I can't possibly know this stuff. They're the experts. And you kind of just offload that responsibility. But you can most definitely be educated, and you need to be.
Hey, Divorce and Beyond listeners. I've got a quick but exciting update for you. I'm so excited to say that the podcast is now available on Audible. Yes, where you listen to all your ebooks, you can now also listen to your Divorce and Beyond episodes. And to celebrate, we've got a special offer for you. You get 1 month free of Audible Plus. So to take advantage of that, just go to the show notes. Or even better, we have on the website an entire page of books that were written by all our many experts. You can go to the divorceandbeyondpod.com website, go to Beyond Reading, and you're going to find all the books that have been written by our experts. Books like Christina McGee's Parenting Apart and Bill Eddy's Biff and Splitting. So whatever the book is, go find it there, download Audible, and we know that sometimes you don't want a hard copy book on display for everyone to see. So whether it's for privacy or convenience, you can listen to the books and the podcast all in one place on Audible. So take advantage of this fantastic offer. Keep your journey of learning and empowerment going privately and conveniently. Go to divorceandbeyondpod.com and go to Beyond Reading. Stay tuned for more from Amy Polacco on Divorce Decoded as she shares what you need to know to become the CEO of your divorce and why it's so important that you take charge of your process and your future.
The more streamlined, faster, and less conflict-ridden this is for your kids, they feel it, they know it, right? And so why not approach this like the biggest job and project of your life?
If you are enjoying this episode, be sure to check out last week's show with bestselling author and master relationship coach, Sharon Pope, with her golden nuggets on moving out of relationship limbo to create the 2.0 version of your marriage that you want.
Right. So we've got to be able to communicate more directly. And the more we can learn about each other and understand each other, the better we can be in relationship with each other.
And now we return to today's show.
After 30 years in practice, I can tell you, I could probably get up and give a talk on any one of the topics you were just talking about, just because I've been in this world and I've helped people through it and I've met wonderful experts like you. So I've gleaned information from every single one of my experts that I know. But here's the difference. If I had to sit down and download that verbally to a client, it would take forever, right? It would not happen in our two-hour consultation or our first meeting or that sort of thing. And I really want to stress for people that you should not get this education as the divorce unfolds. You want the education as you start or before you start, because you can't unmake mistakes. It's really hard. I have to stress that for you. And so just as you said, you had an attorney who said they want to meet you, the coach, because they've never seen someone so prepared. As a divorce attorney, if I had a client who walked in with the education that we're talking about here, that would be a dream client, because I don't want to be making decisions for a client. It's not what a divorce attorney is there to do. It's not our role. I want a client who comes in and is ready to hear what, you know, my job is and the information from me, their other experts, and can make decisions about their life. And that's exactly what you're talking about here. You're talking about downloading, essentially, you know, like if you could just plug it into your brain, that would be great. But, you know, downloading the information that you need to take charge.
Yes. And just like you, Susan, we were talking earlier about the power of stories, right? Is that I included in here stories anonymously, of course, of some of my coaching clients so people can learn from that. And also some of my personal things. I mean, I was just telling a client today, I mean, we have Easter coming up. Here's an example of a mistake I made years ago, right? In my divorce, and I have a son who's now 15. So, you know, I got divorced from his dad when he was 4, right? And it says for Easter, and I am Christian. I usually take him to church. You know, that the couple will divide the day. That's all it says. Just divide the day.
I call those loosey-goosey terms.
Yes,
those
exactly.
They are not helpful.
So let me tell you, every year it's an issue, right? And so it's like the little things you don't think about. When I have a client who has young kids, and I have a lesson in the course called The Devil's in the Details, right? It's like these little things that are like SAT, your kid may be 5 now, but who's paying for the SAT prep? Who's paying the college applications? Who's like, you've got to think of all these things. And I think, you know, I'm not an attorney, but it's great to take that on yourself as the person going through the process and make sure all, you know, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, because these things will come back to haunt you, i.e. Easter.
Yeah. And the worst is learning it the hard way, right? Yeah. Learning these things that we're talking about. And that's not to say if you get educated, mistakes won't still happen, or you might make choices that down the road you might wish you made a different choice or looked at it differently. But you're going to make far less of them, and you're going to own the decisions that you do make. And there's something about that, and I know you can speak to this as a coach, I can speak to it as an attorney. When you are making decisions that are going to affect both your life and your children's lives in your beyond, right, in your life after divorce, and you know that you were able to like take in all the factors, you felt fully supported in making the decision, and even though making a decision was hard, you made the one that was the best one in that moment. That is something that will sustain you into the future more than I think you really even understand in the moment of trauma and drama that is divorce.
Yes, that's true. I think it's the put your head on the pillow at night test, right? Like that, you know, you know, for some people ending a marriage, they have to go to a marriage counselor. They have to try that last time. They have to know. And, you know, this, I feel like when, if you know you've put everything you can, and I know it's an emotional time, sometimes you're working, you're handling kids, your divorce can be a part-time job. But I think what we are trying to say today is that investment pays dividends for years to come. The time, and we've both seen, right, Susan, where people are reaching the end of their rope at the end of a divorce and they're emotionally and physically drained. They're just kind of throwing the towel. Sometimes they give up things and they overlook things that haunt them for decades. And you know, we're here to say, like, putting this little bit of time in and investment, you know, people can complete my course in 8 hours and, you know, people can get the information other places, but devoting, that's a drop in the bucket. You probably watch a Netflix series, right? Like, I mean, okay. It may not be as fun. I mean, we try to make things fun, Susan, but right.
Yeah. You can only go so far with this topic, but there's still, you know, there's a reason you were just saying, you know, the compensation. Well, there's a reason why CEOs are the highest compensated people in companies, right? Because the buck stops with them. They are making the biggest decisions in their company. And so they're compensated. You too, if you become the CEO of your divorce, are going to come out on the end in the best place, making the decisions instead of a company about your life. Think about, you know, your life as the company that you are running. And there's no one better to do it. That is the other thing that I want people to really understand. Because you talked about this earlier, and I think it's an important factor. I don't want to lose it. People very often, because they're overwhelmed, they're emotional, they want to hire someone and then dump it in that person's lap and run away. No, well, my lawyer's going to just handle it. They'll tell me what to do. And, you know, that is, God, there's so many things wrong with that. It's very disempowering. It's, you know, it's the great way to end up with really bad decisions that don't work for your life. But we both see it all the time.
Exactly. We do see that all the time. And that's the message I've try to get out there is, look, I made a ton of mistakes. I don't want you to make them, right? I became a coach because I didn't have a coach and I didn't have that guidance. And I kind of put this divorce decoded together because I thought, what would I have wished I knew, right, before? And, you know, I priced it so it's less than a consultation with an attorney. It's a time investment sometimes. Sometimes it is a resource and money investment. But what will you pay if you don't do it, right? If you just go emotionally hire the first attorney, you've got no guidance, you end up down a path that's wrong, that gets very expensive very quickly, right?
Right. And that's hard for people to grasp because you only live the experience once, right? So you only see it unfold the way it unfolds in your divorce. Take it from Amy and I, who have seen many divorces unfold. So we have this like broad experience of this. When people are well-educated, well-prepared, and able to make decisions, supported, educated decisions, they spend less money. They have less stress and it takes less time to get through the process and their families fare better afterwards. We know this to be true. You may never actually have the listeners may never actually have the window to seeing it, but trust us. We have the window because we've done this so many times. We see the difference between people who don't have that education and ability and the difference with people who do. And that's what, you know, you sort of have to go on faith with that, but it's just, I've never not seen it be true. Have you?
No. And I want to add to that, I think it's better for your children, right? The more streamlined, faster, and less conflict ridden this is for your kids, they feel it, they know it, right? And so why not approach this like the biggest job and project of your life. It's kind of like when you had a baby. I don't know where I'm coming up with these analogies today, but you know, you didn't just bring them home from the hospital. You got the crib, you decorated the, you know, you did all these things, you read books. You know, this is this is a big decision, having a baby. And we were talking earlier about how divorce, I'm not saying it's so wonderful all the time, but it's more and more, it is a positive rebirth and restarting of your life and starting a new chapter. And in order to have that next chapter, you got to do things right. You know, you've got to secure what you deserve. You've got to set up a good co-parenting situation. All of these things are going to help you have a happy, peaceful life, which is what we both want for all of you, right?
Absolutely. It's a happy, peaceful beyond is probably, you know, something that we all want. We all deserve. And your divorce and how your divorce unfolds will, we promise you, we know this to be true as well, it's going to color your beyond. So if you have a shorter, faster, easier, less expensive divorce, you're going to have an easier, better, less conflictual after, beyond, you know. And you were talking about for your children. I mean, I'm in the middle of drafting an article for one of our, you know, very prestigious legal journals, and it's about part of it is about dispute resolution and how that has better outcomes for families. And so I'm doing a ton of research on this concept of what causes harm for children in life after divorce. And it's so clear. If you go read any study, there's thousands of them. The one I'm reading right now just came out 2 months ago, but they are very, very clear. It is the level of conflict between their parents. The level of conflict between you. It is not the fact that their parents are not together. And it's not the divorce itself. It's how much fighting you do during the divorce. And one of the things that we know will make that come down is this level of education that you can get. There are a variety. You were talking about having a baby. It made me think of, didn't everyone read What to Expect When You're Expecting? Mm-hmm. So to me, Divorce Decoded is just the modern version of What to Expect When You're Expecting for divorce, because it's digital. It's you know, in a format that is much more modern, but it's the same theory. I thought that was actually a great analogy, good one to come up with, because it's what is available for anyone who's finding themselves in that place, whether it's early days of divorce, making the decision about divorce, making decisions about how to get divorced, all of that better done with an education.
Right. And when you talk about the children and the effect after divorce, if you are divorcing a high conflict person and a narcissistic person, you know, you also have to know that going in. And it's almost like radical acceptance. Like, this is who I have. This is who I'm going to be attempting to co-parent with. I may have to parallel parent, and let's hope we don't get to counter parenting. But there are strategies and things you want to do. And that's also something you could, without knowing it, throw gasoline on that fire. And there are ways to have boundaries, to reduce as much as you can, I want to put that caveat in there, the conflict that your kids are exposed to. And so I think, you know, we owe it to our kids to educate ourselves about that too, if we know that's who we're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, start with the other two episodes with Amy on Divorce and Beyond. If you need some help with those, listen to the episodes with Dr. Christine Cocciola, because we have a variety and a lot of episodes on that. And you're 100% correct. You know, the one gift that people with narcissistic personality disorder or narcissistic behaviors give us is that they're very predictable. And so that we at least can have that playbook of knowing how to the extent that we can, same caveat that Amy just gave you, to the extent that you can, try to manage those behaviors and try to help your children manage them as well. But this is, there's so many golden nuggets in here for people. I'm really so happy that you wanted to do this episode, Amy, because it's interesting. After so many years of doing the show, I think I've covered everything. And this is such a really crucial distinction for so many people. This is a hard concept, I think, to grasp, you know, why this particular education in this particular time frame is so important. But anyone who's listening to this and then follows through and gets the education, they're going to understand the power of everything we've just been talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of I just launched this a couple months ago, but some of my students already have gotten back to me with great feedback where they feel empowered. I mean, that was my goal, is really to have women go from scared and overwhelmed, because sometimes they put off a divorce when it's not a healthy situation for them because they're so scared. Oh, I heard my friend lost all her money in the divorce. I heard this happen. And those fears, those rumors can really live in your brain and stop you from doing maybe what you really need to do. And so I want to empower women the same way you do on a weekly basis, Susan, with all of your amazing podcasts that all of us listen to.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you for doing this, because I think this is something that has been missing in, you know, we think there's so much out there about divorce, and there really is. But the things that I'm always really centered on whenever I do talk about a program or a resource for people or something like that, is that it is well done, accessible, and that it has trustworthy advice or information for people. Anyone can put information out. Anybody can do that. We see that far too much, unfortunately, in this particular space. This is a place where people are very hungry for information, but it has to come from a place that is trustworthy, that is educated, and is putting it over in a way that is accessible so that it can help you. But it will make a critical, critical difference. So thank you so much. Tell people how they can access the program, you've mentioned your Facebook group. Let's talk about the website, everything. Let's talk about Amy.
And I forgot to mention that I'm doing monthly a live Q&A on Zoom with my course students, because I want them to get into the course and then maybe they have questions about their specific thing. Like, oh, you covered that, but what about when this happened? So I do that on a monthly basis, which has been great. So people can find me at freedomwarrior.info, and you'll see right at the top of my website, it says Divorce Decoded, and you can find out more and get even more details on what's in there. You can follow me on Instagram at Freedom Warrior Tribe. And also, what else? What am I forgetting?
The Facebook group.
Oh, yes, the Facebook group. I knew I was forgetting something. Okay, Strong Savvy Women. Yes, my free support group. You can go there, and it's a great community. And I founded it because I didn't want any woman to feel alone. And I also have virtual events monthly that cover a whole host of topics. This month I have an attorney coming. I've covered trauma. We've covered financial things and speakers. Hollis was a speaker at one point. So it's a great community for women. The events are optional, but the Facebook page is free. And I think that's why we do this, Susan. Like, we didn't just go get some other job after we went through, you know, right? Like, yeah. We, after our experience, we had to reach back and continue to help women. And I think that's the community you've created with your podcast. That's what I've done with Strong Savvy Women as well, where you have women starting to go through it. You have some 10 years out. And want to share what they learned.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much, you know, help and support out there. So you are not alone. You can find people who are, as Amy just said, going through it or who have been through it. Both of us, as we said, one of the reasons we share is that we have been through this experience as well. And one thing I tell my listeners, right, I was one type of divorce attorney before I got divorced. I was a whole different kind of divorce attorney after I got divorced. And the biggest change in my career was after I met my current husband, who was the father of three young children, who was going through divorce and then becoming a stepmom to those kids. And each one of my life experiences vastly changed how I worked with my clients. This is something we just feel very passionate about. And I'm really delighted that you've brought this wonderful resource out there for such a very specific need, where there's been just truly a void. So as always, Amy, thank you, but especially thank you, because I know the time, effort, and thought that went into creating the program Divorce Decoded, and I so appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a passion project, and you made it through the whole podcast without calling me Pitbull Polacco.
Oh, yay, but now I get to. She's Pitbull Blacko. You guys know you're going to see my famous Instagram post when this episode comes out. Go watch on Instagram, Susan Guthrie ESQ, and you might see the Pitbull Polacco Instagram post. It just makes me joy and brings me happy. Thank you.
I brought the Pitbull to this course and my months and months of putting it together. It was a Pitbull Polacco in full force. So
you got your teeth into it and didn't let go. So thank you again so much, Amy.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you for joining me today on the Divorce and Beyond podcast. I hope you found some information and inspiration to help you on this journey. Please join me every Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for a new episode. And if you like the show, please take the time to subscribe and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also find more information on the website at divorceandbeyondpod.com, where you'll find links to the YouTube channel, transcripts of the episodes, and other bonus content. So I'll see you next week to help you move through your divorce and beyond.